the rest of the story. Few commanders who ever sailed for the Russian Navy possessed the greatness of Admiral Ivan Pavel. He won many battles at sea. Toward the end of the 18th century, he rescued the Crimea from the Turks, and yet to this day, the Russians barely acknowledge his accomplishments. Ivan himself once described Russia under Catherine the Great as a country of dark intrigues and mean subterfuges, of Asiatic jealousy and malice. He'd already proved himself as a superior naval commander, but when the Empress called him to St. Petersburg to propose his participation in a new war, he was at first reticent. He feared not the treachery of the Turks, but that of his own comrades in arms. Friends begged him to reconsider. Ivan was born to lead a fleet of ships in battle, they said. So Ivan reconsidered, and he hurried to St. Petersburg, to the court of Catherine II. That was April of 1788. The Empress was most charming. She flattered Ivan, promised him supreme command in the campaign against the Turks. Ivan accepted enthusiastically, and the newly commissioned rear admiral was dispatched to the Black Sea. Well, as it turned out, Ivan's command was not all that supreme. His superior, and with the blessings of the devious Empress herself, his superior was the treacherous, unbalanced Trigory Potemkin. Ivan's colleague, another of Catherine's puppets, was the arrogant, cowardly Prince Charles Nassau-Siegen. And yet, even with his associates quickly becoming his adversaries, Admiral Ivan behaved admirably, ignoring their deceit. He once wrote, "The first duty of a gentleman is to respect his own character." And Ivan's naval victories in the Black Sea were stunning. And as you already know, the Russians' triumph over the Turks was mainly the triumph of Admiral Ivan, although Russian history does not read quite that way. For you see, while Ivan won the battles, and historically there can be no doubt of that, while Ivan won the battles, others took the credit. All of the while behind the scenes, the Empress encouraged subordinates to dispute Ivan's authority. He became the object of every imaginable conspiracy. Finally, in March of 1789, after Ivan had returned to St. Petersburg, he was falsely accused of assaulting a young girl. Yes, apparently, Catherine was behind that also. Shortly thereafter, Ivan left Russia disillusioned and embittered. He traveled to France. His health failed rapidly, and he died in Paris in July 1792. He had recognized the dark intrigues of Russia under Catherine the Great, and yet he had allowed friends like Thomas Jefferson to talk him into the Russian Navy, a diplomatic move that misfired. You see, Ivan was not Russian. He was American. An incomparable naval officer in our own Revolutionary War. During that war, he never rose above the rank of captain. In fact, when he died in Paris, he was buried in an unmarked grave in St. Louis Cemetery for Protestants. And for more than 100 years, nobody even knew that he was there. Admiral Ivan Pavel of the Russian Navy. Ivan, in English, John. Pavel, Paul. You know him as John Paul Jones. And now you know the rest of the story.